Nanotechnology is all the rage these days. Scientists are working on everything from nano-sized medications that target cancer cells to particles that can clear polluted groundwater. But what good is a tiny soldering iron that's 100 times narrower than a human hair? According to researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology, a soldering iron that small is very useful when it comes to doing repairs on special microchips used in supercomputers. Regular microchips are basically a dime a dozen. When they break or wear out, it usually makes sense to throw them away. But supercomputer microchips are much more expensive, so when they break, it's best to try to repair them. That's where a soldering iron that's only 50 atoms across at the tip comes in handy. Nano soldering irons work just like regular size soldering irons. When the tip is cold, engineers use it to inspect a malfunctioning superchip's circuits to see which ones are damaged. Send an electrical current through the iron's tip to heat it up, deposit tiny drops of melted metal on the broken circuits to wire them up, and presto! Instead of throwing away a $20,000 microchip, you've put it back in action. Today, microchip manufacturing plants are Walmart-sized behemoths. Researchers hope that someday, nano-sized soldering irons and other very small-scale machines will help shrink the entire microchip manufacturing process. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from William King at the Georgia Institute of Technology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.